Welcome to the Next Level Leaders Podcast with me, Dr. Joseph Walker. This podcast is designed to offer strategies in moving vision to reality. Leaders can expect to be mentored, inspired, challenged to succeed at the next level. So prepare to be exposed, empowered, and equipped for excellence. Thank you for connecting and allowing this space to become an opportunity for growth and collaborative learning. Now, let's go on this journey together and spark the change we wish to see in ourselves, our teams, and the world. Hi, I'm Dr. Joseph Walker, and thank you so much for tuning in to Next Level Leader Podcast. So grateful to have you connected today. And you know what? This is going to be an amazing day for you. This is the place we grow together, we come together and learn. I'm so thankful to share with you in this moment. Together, we are stronger. Leadership is a collaborative effort. We have come together as a mighty army of next level leaders. As I travel around this country, I am so encouraged by people who stop me and say, I listen to Next Level Leader. And I appreciate you all the way from New York to Charlotte to Florida to California. I mean, everywhere, you name it. People are listening in all throughout Tennessee, Louisiana, Mississippi, Texas. I mean, you name the state, somebody is listening. And I appreciate you. Would you help me continue to get this to other leaders by sharing it, encouraging them to download, subscribe to this podcast, wherever you watch and listen to podcasts? Thank you so much. Also, remember, iron sharpens iron, and that's what we are all about. We're giving you strategies and we're giving you principles that can help you become the next level leader we know God wants you to become. Now, let me say this. I want to make sure you follow me at Joseph Walker 3. You're not following me. What's up with that? Go follow me on Joseph Walker 3 on Instagram. I would love to connect with you. Would love for us to be in communion together. So let's do that. And then also go to my website, josephwalker3.org, for more of my books and content, all those great things that I believe can happen in your life. Go do that quickly. Go, go, go. And one final thing. My wife and I have a wonderful YouTube page called Our Life, Our Journey, Our Truth. I want to invite you to go subscribe. Go over there and subscribe to it. Let's get it. It's going to be amazing. And I want to make sure you do that. It would mean so much to us if you did. So please do that. I thank you so much. I really do. I really appreciate you and hope that you would do just that. I'm excited about today's topic. Listen, how do you manage the mood and the morale of your team? As a next level leader, you're going to have to learn how to do this. One of the books that I would highly recommend you read is Emotional Intelligence. Daniel Goleman's book is a classic, sold millions upon millions of copies, but this will help you understand personalities and how people respond to a variety of different things. And I just think it's important for every leader to be concerned about the people that you lead. You ever gone in your office and you wonder why it feels like a great cloud? What's going on? Are people not as motivated? Listen, as a next level leader, you have got to manage people's moods and their morale. The first thing I think is important in doing this is leading with empathy. I talk about this, you know, in my book, Leadership and Loneliness. Empathy is so important. Being in touch with where people are, having your finger on the pulse of what's going on. Sometimes we make assumptions about where people are, how they're acting without recognizing that people are dealing with some tough stuff. Leading from the middle is what I do. I don't lead hierarchically. I lead from the middle, meaning that I want to be close to where people are so I can sense and feel what they're dealing with. I'm not just trying to, you know, understand what they do. I'm trying to understand who they be, if you will, who they are becoming. Who is this person? What are their strengths? What are their joys? What are their pains? Empathy helps me lead better because I know, for example, there are certain times of year. Like I know, anytime around December 14th when my mother passed, I know something begins to happen with my personality, my emotions, and anybody who works around me knows this is the time I'm going to be that way because I'm still grieving my mother's passing, you know? And so imagine if you have an employee or somebody who's working for you and they're having one of those personal crises moments around something that was traumatic in their life, a loss or something they've gone through. And you're just thinking they're disconnected because, or they're not interested in the vision. All you're thinking about is how this is going to benefit you versus actually having enough empathy to think through and ask questions about how the person is doing, not how is the project coming. Does that make sense? You have no idea the stuff that people are carrying dealing with on a daily basis. And it's just important for a leader to have empathy. Empathy puts you in touch with your people and what they are dealing with and what they're challenged by. Here's the second thing. Be intentional about celebrating what's important to them. People have a variety of things that are important to them, their birthdays, their anniversaries, you know, a person who has gotten a new certificate or gone back to school for something. Celebrate that. Learn the power of celebrating small victories as well as big ones. And this is what helps to manage the morale of your team. If you want a team that has high morale, that wants to keep pushing forward and keep going higher, I guarantee you, if you learn the power of celebrating people, you will see some amazing things come from that. Celebrate them. Be intentional. Carve out moments where you write a card and just say, I've noticed this and I'm proud of you. Or I read this and I'm proud of you. Or I saw where you competed in this and you won. And we're just so happy to celebrate you. Man, that's what creates morale. It helps others know what's possible. And so I think it's important that we do that. Number three is to remain attentive to your team's concerns. Never check out, man. Listen, pay attention to what people's concerns are. Don't get to a point where you're like fed up with that. I don't want to hear it. I just have my own way of doing stuff. They're talking, they're sharing, and it's important that we remain attentive. What do you need to be successful? What do you need from me? All of these things matter, not just the fact that people can say what they say, but the fact that I can actually be a part of implementing what they need. Boy, this is a powerful thing. Here is the next thing, and listen very carefully. Create Selah. You may be saying, what does that mean? S-E-L-A-H. What we did in our team at Mount Zion is that I give 4 times a year my staff what's called Selah. It doesn't take away from their PTO. It is a separate time where I say, shut down everything. Go talk to God. Be alone. Don't check emails. Just go and Selah. They take full advantage of it. And it's about a mental health break. It's about building myself back up and realizing I just can't keep going and going and going and going and going. So a part of managing people's moods and morales is giving them some downtime. Let them know that they matter. Let me say that again. Giving people downtime, let them know that they matter. When you do that, oof, man, you have no idea how the morale will pick up, how people will feel appreciated. Man, when you do this, when you give people a time, a break to reflect, when you honor people for great successes, and then you give them time off, hope y'all getting this. I hope you're hearing me. Selah's work. I need them. You need them. We all need them. You're the leader, so you can create that within your organization. But number five is encourage mental health intervention. Encourage people to talk to somebody. Bring in counselors, a therapist who can do workshops and create opportunities for your team to talk to somebody. This is so important. It's so important because you care about the person. Mental health is on the rise. A lot of challenges in this area for people because of what they're having to deal with. Some people are struggling harder than others, but I believe when you create an environment and a culture whereby you promote it and encourage it, you bring people in and let them know that they have availability to talk to you, this is what helps. Listen, you've got to encourage mental health. I had gone through something so deep, so dark, and so painful that I had to go to counseling, and going to counseling talked me off the proverbial ledge. It helped me realize that God was up to something and that I had to reshape my life. And so even as you take these Selahs, it's important that you talk to somebody clinically trained to help you walk through some of the spaces where you are. Here's number six, accentuate everyone's value to the team. What do you mean? I'm saying learn how to highlight a person's value. Sometimes people just need that extra push. When you're trying to help morale in your office, you're trying to motivate people. Sometimes people just need that push that you see me. I saw And one of the organizations I lead is the International Fellowship of Churches, Full Gospel Baptist Church Fellowship, and I'm the presiding bishop. And one of the bishops who I actually sent a note to tell him how much I appreciated the work that he was doing. And you know, I just wrote on and on and on that I invited this person to do something. Their response to me was, they text me and they said, "Thank you for seeing me." I never will forget that. Meaning, thank you for noticing. Thank you for caring. Thank you for having enough, you know, spirit to even acknowledge my gift and use it. You see how that works? So all these things, all these principles work together, man, because I think it's going to create a whole nother office setting for you, a whole nother team setting, a whole nother level of morale building. Let's, if we can, let's just review what we talked about. We're talking about managing the moods and morale of your team. The first thing we said, lead with empathy. Make sure you lead in a way that people understand you have some familiarity with what they're dealing with. Empathy doesn't mean I have to know exactly what you're dealing with, but I have some empathy. I have some awareness. And I've been in certain situations similar, and so as a consequence, I know I can help you through this to some extent. I'm more conscientious about my decisions, and I'm more conscientious about the things that I do because I know where you might be. So in building morale, I want to make sure I lead with empathy. Here's the other thing. Be intentional about celebrating what's important to others. Be intentional about noticing a person who's gotten, you know, awards here, a person who's been recognized by another group or et cetera. Like, you have to celebrate that. You have to be very proud of that person and help them know that the entire team is celebrating the extraordinary things that they're doing. Number three, we talked about remaining attentive to your team's concerns, listening to people, caring enough to say, if nothing else, I want to hear you out. I want to understand where you are. I want to be a better student of what you might be experiencing right now. Number four, create that Selah, y'all. Create that time away where you give people 3 and 4 times a year, just a couple of days, just to get away, just to turn off everything and pour back into themselves. It's so important that people just don't have to just work, and then try to figure out life later on. If you create an organization or a climate whereby you create Selahs and give people these opportunities that doesn't impact their PTO, their paid time off, it can be an amazing thing because you're also setting them up for the next point, which I talked about, which is really encouraging mental health intervention, like allowing them not only to go and be still, but allowing them to talk to somebody, a trained therapist, allow them to talk to somebody that can help them through these difficult moments. This is what leadership is all about, guys. And I want you to hear me as a next level leader, man. Everybody on your team should be okay going to counseling, talking to a therapist. Everybody connected to you should be okay with that because that's what you promote. You encourage it. And I am incredibly intentional about doing that in every organization that I lead. It's so important. But then number six, we talked about how to accentuate everyone's value to the team. What does that mean? That means that there are people who are doing great work that need to really be highlighted this month, creating systems whereby you can celebrate achievement each month and accentuate each person's value to the team, that they feel like that they matter and they're not just another person or who are hiring, but they truly bring something to the table. They beyond just the gift that they have to do what they're hired to do. They bring value to the team. They bring value to you. One of the most powerful things you could ever do is remind someone on the team how much they mean to you. Yes, to the team. Yes, to the work. But when you tell that person, "But you mean a lot to me," it's an entirely different morale builder. It helps on levels you could never imagine. And that's why the next thing and the final thing I want to tell you today, which I think is so important, is how to, watch this, create opportunities for advancement. If there's one thing that can create morale in your organization, better morale, is when you have opportunities for upward mobility within your organization. We recently, in our church organization, I promoted someone from within. I did it publicly, and they were able to see that there is elevation within this space, and it helps with morale. I want you to begin to think about that. Like, how do we literally create opportunities for advancement for other people? How do we do that? And we do it very intentionally, right? We do it very intentionally. And I think that this is just a great, great, great opportunity to say, look, I'm creating systems whereby you may start here, but there's an opportunity for you to be considered before we go out and look for someone else around the world. That will create morale on your team because everyone will see themselves as a part of the vision, connected to it, but also see how their personal growth and development matters and how their opportunities for them to go higher, to do more. And for that, I'm incredibly grateful. And I hope that you do that. I do it all the time. And I think it's important. Always look within before you look without. Always take time and examine the talent and the people that God has sent to you. And you'll be amazed at how it all will work together. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I am so excited about this particular podcast. I'm excited about you being connected. And I want you to follow me. Why do I say that so often? Because I want to be connected to you. I want to hear your stories. I want you to send me the graphic of Next Level Leader and tell me I was listening today. Thank you. And this is who I am and where I'm from and what I'm doing. And when I galvanize, I'm going to be calling Next Level Leaders together for something really soon. And when I galvanize people together, I want people to know that we are a strong army out here. We are people that have been rolling with this podcast for a while, and we've been listening and applying these principles. This is what I believe is necessary. So I'm thankful for you. I'm thankful for you being connected. So make sure you follow me, Joseph Walker 3 on Instagram. Make sure you go to my wife and I's YouTube page, right? Go out there. And our life, our journey, our truth, that would mean a lot to me. And then also make certain that you go to my website, josephwalker3.org. You can order all the books and get the other content you need that can be a blessing. And find out when I will be in your area. As I travel extensively, you never know. You could pass me by sitting down at a Starbucks and not even know that I'm in your city. So I appreciate y'all so much. And I want to thank you to every Next Level Leader that continues to support this podcast. Thank you so much for what you mean to me. And know that I appreciate you. So listen, whatever you do, remember, leadership matters. How you lead matters. And the reflection of your leadership will be on the face of the people you lead. I'm Dr. Joseph Walker. You've been listening to Next Level Leader Podcast. Until then, be blessed. Peace. Thank you so much for tuning in to today's podcast. I want you to subscribe at iTunes, cpnshows.com, or whatever podcasts are downloaded. I also want you to follow me on Instagram at Joseph with you.